Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Florida added more than 2,400 new positive cases of coronavirus today and another 130 deaths. Those numbers are down from highs in July, but still very high compared to many other places in the world. The wife of the Democratic nominee for president spoke to a class at Pasco Hernando State College today. Jill Biden teaches at Community College in Virginia. She spoke by video conference about how this year was different from the normal excitement students and teachers feel at the beginning of a school year.
This year, for educators and students, those feelings of excitement have really turned into anxiety. And some classrooms are dark, as the bright faces that should fill them now are confined to boxes on a computer screen. And while other classrooms are open, they're full of unknowns. All summer long, friends, family, and colleagues have been asking me the same things. Will schools reopen? Should we send our students if they do? How am I supposed to juggle working and overseeing my kids' learning? And how do I keep my family safe? Here at PHSC, your school leadership and your professors are doing their best to meet you where you are. They're working hard to give you the semester you deserve, even if you can't be there in person.
That's Jill Biden speaking today by video conference to a class at Pasco Hernando State College. Her husband, former Vice President Joe Biden, raised $364 million for his election effort in August. That's a record-shattering sum that will give the Democrat ample resources to compete in the final 2 months of the campaign. The massive August haul speaks to the enthusiasm among Democrats to oust President Trump from office. Trump's campaign has not yet released their fundraising figures for the month. More than 30,000 families have yet to claim $225 million worth of refunds from Florida's prepaid college tuition program. Some accounts were paid off early with refund balances due. On average, families that have not yet claimed their refunds have $4,700 waiting for them. Shannon Colavecchio is a spokesperson for Florida Prepaid.
These would be families that purchased plans during a window from about 2008 and on. What happened in January was that we rolled back our pricing because we saw that for the past few years, tuition has actually not gone up.
In addition to getting a refund check, families can also transfer the balance to other children or put the money into another savings plan that helps pay for books, technology, and housing for college students. The Pasco County Supervisor of Elections announced this afternoon that there will be additional early voting sites in Pasco before November's general election day. Supervisor Brian Corley says it's in anticipation of increased voter turnout and the inevitable potential for long lines and wait times due to social distancing and CDC-recommended cleaning guidelines. Early voting in Pasco is from Monday, October 19th through Saturday, October 31st from 7 in the morning until 7 in the evening, including weekends. The House Oversight Committee has subpoenaed Postmaster General Louis DeJoy for records about widespread delays to mail delivery. DeJoy took over the agency in June and implemented a set of policy changes that have delayed mail and sparked concern over the agency's ability to process mail-in ballots this fall. A spokesperson for the Postal Service said the agency will comply. In tropical weather news, Tropical Storm Nana is approaching the coasts of Honduras and Belize, while Tropical Storm Omar is heading out to sea east of the Carolinas. Meteorologist Jeff Huffman says neither is a threat to the United States, but there are two other areas he's watching.
There's a tropical wave midway between Africa and the Lesser Antilles, and another one emerging off the west coast of Africa, but neither are likely to be a threat in the next week. However, we are just now reaching the peak of hurricane season, and historically, Florida has been more vulnerable to landfalls in late September and October.
Here's the Tampa Bay area weather. Tonight, partly cloudy with overnight low temperatures in the high 70s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. Highs in the mid-90s tomorrow. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on WMNF.org, and on the WMNF app.